reasons to not learn astral projection. The most obvious being, while you are out of your physical body, it could be harmed on the physical plane. If you die in the physical realm, and your astral body is not in your physical body, yes, you will die in real life. This is a danger that anyone takes when in a deep meditation or trance. There is also the potential of having your astral cord cut, severing your connection to your body. That is also a possibility. You need to guide yourself and protect your cord when traveling in the astral plane by calling upon angels, the Archangel Michael, Jesus, Buddha, or other ascended beings to help protect you. There is also the possibility of meeting dangerous demonic entities while traveling in the astral plane that may want to sever your cord or do you harm, even consume your life force. Again, if you protect yourself and call on holy entities to protect you, your astral body and physical body will be unscathed. But we'll talk more about that later. With all these warnings aside, let's learn more about astral projection. Astral projection is known as an out-of-body experience. In other words, it is a separation of your astral body from your physical body. Once the two have separated, your astral body will then travel to an astral plane. In this realm, you can communicate with spirit guides and deceased loved ones, travel to the several heavenly realms, and even spy on a cheating mate. However, the latter is not recommended. You want to respect everyone's privacy. Astral projection is something that a lot of religions tie to the afterlife because your astral body is traveling to another realm. Very often, astral projection is reported to be associated with your dreams or a form of meditation that you have done or are doing. That is potentially why there is the possibility of learning more about yourself and others in the astral plane, much like in a dream or higher state. Some people have reported similar perceptions of astral projection being induced by hypnotic or self-hypnotic or hallucinogenic means. However, scientific evidence cannot back this up or prove that there is any way for your soul to separate from your body. Any scientific evidence of astral projection is known as pseudoscientific. But there are reported incidences of real astral projection defying science and describing locations accurately, or providing accurate details about one's surroundings. There are many cases when medical patients on the verge of death have experienced an OBE, or out-of-body experience, and accurately described the work of their doctors while under anesthetics or comatose. There are also variations of different astral projection accounts in Western, Biblical, Ancient Egypt, China, India, Japan, Inuit, and Amazon history. Chapter 2: The Proper Mindset. Astral projection, just like anything else, has a set of guidelines on how to perform it properly. The important thing is that you have a positive mindset and make that effort to keep a high vibration as you attempt to make your journey into the astral plane. Let's take a minute to define what exactly are high vibrations, or what vibrations are in the first place. Vibrations, or your spiritual frequency, are the spiritual energy that all living beings possess. They vary from good to bad on a spectrum. Higher vibrations are better, more benign energies on the spectrum. When we say keep a high vibration or develop high vibrations, we mean to cultivate these higher energies. This is done in a number of ways. 1. Purify your body of toxins like processed foods, alcohol, cigarettes, pesticides, narcotics, pollution from the environment, and try to instead eat healthy, breathe fresh air, buy organic foods. Try to exercise as well. This is a great way to detoxify. Aside from your physical body, you can also detoxify your mind by prayer, mantras, good thoughts, and even listening to music that brings you positive emotions. 2. Be mindful of your social circle. The people in your social circle have a great influence over your energy and vibrations. Make sure the people you are surrounded by are calm, hardworking, positive, operate on a high frequency themselves, do not lie, cheat, or steal, and are optimistic. They will bring your energies up as well. If this task is daunting, try to focus on the 6 people you most fraternize with. They have the greatest influence.